Good morning. This is Radha at Galactic Goddess Podcast. And this morning, I would like to talk to you about something I call sugary sweet manipulation. You know, last night, I had been exploring another side of Asheville, and I was going to the gym because I just got a new membership, and there was a little restaurant right next door, and I hadn't eaten all day, so I wanted to get a little snack before I worked out so I had more energy. So I went ahead and sat down, and you know, this wonderful waitress came by, and she was so sweet, and you know, I ate my meal and it was good and it was small. And then she came back and she sat down and she told me that I should try some dessert. And I said, you know, I'm actually going to be working out right now, so I don't want to be too full. And she proceeded to tell me the story about this chocolate pie that the cook handmade and created. And, she just went on about it for like 3 to 5 minutes, and I literally felt like she was so sweet and she was putting out so much energy that I actually felt obliged subconsciously to return the favor by ordering it for her because she was so committed to me trying this. So I said yes, even though initially I had said no. And I noticed that she was so sweet and really made me almost feel like she didn't do anything. I felt almost obligated to return that because, you know, it's interesting because sugar, right? Sugar feeds parasites. Sugar, everything in this world, a lot of things in this world are sugar coated. They're not really good for you, but you eat them anyways. A lot of food has a lot of sugar in it, and sugar breaks down your body. It feeds parasites. It creates candida and toxicity in your body, and it's really, really toxic. And I've been really making an effort to cut sugar out of my life. So I was surprised when I said yes. And I did eat part of it. I ate half of it. But then by the time, you know, I was going to go work out, I was like, I don't feel good. I feel sick and I feel full and I don't feel this. So I actually went home and I went on a hike and walked my dogs. But it sabotaged my experience of being able to go to the gym. Now, I'm not saying it's her fault by any means. Let me get that crystal clear. I said yes. And so I was sort of hypnotized by her sugary sweetness. And I've noticed this a lot, this pattern that I had been breaking for many, many years about feeling obligated to people that are sugary sweet, or feeling that you need to say yes to someone just because they smile and they're so sugary sweet and it feels like they're putting all their attention onto you. And what I realized was that there was a vow, oath, and commitment that I would also feel obligated to people that are sugary sweet. But that's not necessarily sincerity. Like, sugary sweet doesn't mean there's any sincerity there. You know, I don't consider myself a sugary sweet person by any means. I try to take out all the additives and just be real. I'd rather be real, wholesome, organic. I prefer food that is real, wholesome, and organic. And that's how I like to roll. I'm willing to talk about things and I don't have to coat it with anything, because I think if you're always trying to coat things in sweet sugar, there's something to hide there. There's something slithering and going on, and it has a very snake and manipulative like energy. And sugar is very manipulative. It gives you a fake high and then you come crashing down. So I just started to notice this pattern. Like, when I see people that are sugary sweet, in the past, I felt like I've had to buy things from them or say yes when I really meant no. And I sort of like they have a way of like twisting you to feel obligated. And I don't feel obligated anymore, because after I came home, I said, what was that about? That was weird. I haven't eaten dessert in a long time like that. And I don't take sugar, especially from like a regular restaurant. If I'm going to eat something, it's going to be dark chocolate. It's going to be 100% organic, and it's going to be my choice. But this was such an interesting experience and really, you know, taught me a really big lesson that I could learn to say, no, I don't owe you anything. Just because you're sugary sweet and you're overdoing it. You know, a lot of people in sales do this, they're sugary sweet. And I've bought things from people I didn't want or need in the past because they were sugary sweet and somewhat manipulative. And so, you know, my eyes are opening more and more, and I'm seeing things as they really are rather than what's presented to me. Although I have to admit, I was totally seduced by her sweetness, because she sat down and she was really like, oh, this is handmade and the cook did it. It's our signature. And I think you'd really like it. And I had told her, listen, I'm just coming for a little snack because I'm working out. So she actually crossed my boundaries by pushing this onto my plate. But again, I take full responsibility. I felt obligated to reciprocate or return the favor by eating this cake I didn't want to eat. And so I learned so much from this experience that literally I can just say, no thanks. As I said, I'm going to go work out. And that, you know, I can see a pattern about how as an empath, you know, I had let people into my life who were sugary sweet. And even when I told them like, hey, you know, you're crossing my boundaries, or I don't believe in that, or, you know, you're just, they kept putting the sugary sweetness syrup all over so you can't see straight. And I don't like that. I really like people who are crystal clear about who they are, who are actually real, authentic. I'd rather have blatant honesty. It doesn't have to be mean than sugary sweet, because that's highly toxic, and it's also very, it's just not sincere. There's a, it's manipulative. Again, it's very manipulative, because I kind of went home, went for a walk, and thought about that energy, and it was very like slithery and snake-like, and very, she like was smiling the whole time, and like, she was sort of, yeah, she sat down literally in front of me and was like pitching on like how this cake was made by the cook. And I felt like, shoot, I gotta support this cook. For a minute, I felt obligated. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're not obligated to do anything you don't want to do. And so that's one of the big lessons that's coming up, because I already knew that I was done with sugary sweet people because they're not authentic. And there's always something behind that facade of sweetness and that shininess and that, you know, it's like a coating, it's like a syrup, and it gives you cavities. And it's very seductive, and that energy is super seductive. And I, you know, that's not what I want in my life. I don't want people that are manipulative and sugary sweet and seductive, because that doesn't lead to anything authentic or real. And I really would rather have people that tell me, you know, how it is. But again, you don't have to be mean. You can just say, this is what I'm feeling, or no thanks. You know, I appreciate people that are honest and authentic, and I hope to show up in that way. And I never try to sugarcoat the stuff I do or what I believe, or, you know, I want to share truth with people, and I want to share new perspectives. And sometimes the things I share are freaky and people are like, hey, can't you be a little more positive? And I'm like, there's, you know, love, it's not always like sugary sweet. I'm not going to be fake just to be pleasing. That's not my thing. I don't do that. I would rather share things that I think would help people. And like I said before, I'm always willing to talk about something if I think it's going to be healing, right? So I'm not seduced by manipulation and sugary sweetness anymore, but that was like sort of the nail in the coffin that was a final piece that said, oh yeah, no. Anytime I feel that slithery, sugary, sweet energy, I know that is a red flag. So I invite you to think about any time in your life where you felt a sugary sweetness from somebody and you felt obligated to return the favor or buy their product or, you know, whatever their agenda is, just to look at that and say, hey, when has that happened to me? Or do I do that to other people? You know, am I sugary sweet? Do I try to get what I want and manipulate by covering it and masking it in this sweet facade? You know, so it's something to think about, something to look at, and something I really wanted to share this morning since it was on my mind. I love life. I love every breakthrough. And, you know, more and more, especially being where I am, I'm just seeing things for what they are. I'm also seeing old patterns where I get a chance to break them and I no longer have to be obliged to keep certain vows, oaths, and commitments going. So I hope you enjoyed this and I am wishing you a beautiful, magical day. So much love, Radha.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.